Now we have in chapter 17 Aaron's rod that budded. Now God is going to confirm the priesthood of Aaron, that he is the high priest, and he'll do it by resurrection. Notice chapter 17, verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod, according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods, write thou every man's name upon his rod. Thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against me. Now, they were murmuring against Aaron now, you see, that he's not the only one that can represent us before God. And it was rebellion against him. Now, God confirms his priesthood in a most remarkable manner. They took those 12 rods, and all of them were as dead as a dodo bird. They put those rods in before the Lord. Aaron's rod was put there among them, and his was dead. But what happened? Verse 8 came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded and brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds. Now, this is life out of death. Aaron's priesthood is confirmed by resurrection, life out of death. That's the reason in the springtime, the fact that the plants are all coming back and budding again, that doesn't illustrate the resurrection of Christ. In that egg, there's a germ of life. In those plants that have lain dormant all winter, there's life. May I say to you, resurrection is life out of death. And these rods were all dead. Aaron's rod was dead, and now it's alive. In fact, the matter is it's got on it buds and blossoms and fruit on it. This is the confirmation of his priesthood, life out of death. Now, that finds its fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ. The priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ rests upon the fact of his resurrection. We're told very frankly in Hebrews that if he were here on earth, he'd not be a priest. He became a priest after his resurrection. His resurrection made him a priest. And that no man becomes a priest, no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. Aaron was God's called priesthood, and the evidence is resurrection. And the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. He became our priest, and he's able to save to the uttermost those who come unto God through him. So that you and I today have a great high priest. And at this very moment, he's at God's right hand. He's there for you and for me today. He's our great high priest, whoever lives, to make intercession for us. And one of the greatest privileges we have is to be able to go to him. And you and I can go to him, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, that was the testimony to the priesthood of Aaron, and it was resurrection. Now, the Lord Jesus was not a priest when he was here upon this earth. The writer to the Hebrews makes that abundantly clear. But he became our great high priest by his resurrection from the dead. And friends, that's so important to see, that you and I today have a great high priest yonder at the right hand of God, and he's able to save to the uttermost those who come unto God through him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. We have a living Christ today. And actually, we have to do with the Lord Jesus since his resurrection rather than before his resurrection. That is, his earthly life is not exactly what we rest upon. It's the resurrection life of Christ. He came down here. He took our place. He identified himself with us. Now he's ascended back into heaven, having been raised from the dead, and he sits at God's right hand. And that's just about as important as anything could be.